Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. This is part of our Data Discussions podcast series with vendors in the data management industry. Today we're talking to Parag Sweeney, Vice President of Products, Master Data Systems at IBM. I'm Hannah Smaltry, news writer for SearchDataManagement.com. So Parag, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Good afternoon, Hannah.
Could we start off by having you explaining your role at IBM and briefly your background, how you got to where you are now?
My role is in articulating a product plan for our master data portfolio. We've invested significantly over the last 2.5 years or so in building out a master data management capability through organic development and acquisition of a couple of companies that were leaders in this space. And so my role now is focused on guiding that product portfolio as we see increasing demand for it coming from our customer base, especially as the interest level rises in service-oriented architectures. My own personal background is I'm a longtime IBMer. I've worked my entire career in the software space and have been involved in a number of other major software initiatives over the last 10 years. Including the growth of the application server as a platform for modern applications, enterprise application integration, and now master data management.
Good, and I want to talk about that portfolio, but before we go too much further, MDM is still a term that means lots of different things to different people right now. How does IBM define master data management, or MDM?
Well, I think the simplest way of understanding master data management is to think about what are the core entities that a business requires to have effective application systems. And they are a deep understanding of their customers and their behavior, a good deal of insight into their business partners and the offerings that the business partners have, the company's products, and ultimately their performance, the assets they have for operating their business, and the locations within which they operate. And so the combination of that collection of entities and an understanding of the definition of each of them and making that available to all of the applications within the enterprise and with their trading partners that need insight into customers, partners, products, assets, and locations. That, in a nutshell, is what we see at Master Data Management being all about.
It's a big nutshell. Could you sum up in just a few sentences what IBM's basic sort of overarching philosophy is, or your guiding principles as you develop products in the master data space?
Sure. The overarching perspective, or an IBM point of view, is we see a life cycle for master data management or master data objects. And that is, for most enterprises, historically, master data management has been embodied in an individual application. And that individual application may have been focused on a particular function, like CRM, or a particular organizational entity like manufacturing process for a particular plant or a particular product line. As companies now are starting to think about applications not being a monolithic silo where everything to do with that application is contained within one package structure, so a database of all the master data and all the transactional data, the UI for just that particular set of functions, connectivity then to a variety of related applications. We're starting to see a requirement for much more sharing of business process and information that is associated with that business process. And I could relate that to a couple of examples to make it clear. Example number one would be in the retail space, where increasingly retailers are driving multi-channel initiatives so that you can browse and understand the product specification on the web. Then you can go to a web channel maybe for ordering it, pick it up in a physical store, and if you're not satisfied, return it to potentially yet another store. So multi-channel retailing as a business initiative. And there is a good example where you're touching a whole variety of customer-facing systems. And in the old world, they each would have had their own perspective or own definition of that product information. But the customer experience isn't going to be served by one specification being on a general purpose website and another product number being used in the physical channel so that what you order online you can't necessarily return through the physical channel. That's a good example where a business initiative driving multi-channel commerce, multi-channel retailing has as an underpinning a requirement for product mastery information.
Good, and thank you for that example. That helps put it in perspective. And so to that end, what specific products and services does IBM consider part of its master data family?
Well, if I go back to the data lifecycle description, so in order for a company in the example I just gave, they need to do a number of things. One is collect all of the fragments of a definition for a product in the retail example. And to do that, which we've characterized as collaborative MDM, you need to be able to incorporate attributes that a supplier may have, and their connectivity to the supplier in the form of data synchronization or a supplier portal can facilitate collecting some of those attributes. Then as part of that collaboration process, you may have merchandisers or product managers within the firm that can add additional elements to that definition that comes from the supplier. And then it needs to go through an approval cycle as part of that collaborative MDM business process. And then once you have that complete definition of the product, you need to make it available to some of the systems, like an e-commerce channel, that require that very rich view of the product. And then finally, having completed a set of transactions against it, some of that definitional data can be used in analytic systems to understand the performance of that product as part of a richer portfolio. So we see what's involved in that life cycle is an ability to connect to a variety of systems and include fragments of information. So there's data quality, data movement technologies. Then there are repositories for storing that information and delivering a very specific or specialized workflow so that the attributes are approved. And then you need to be able to federate and make available that data either through a web service or by federating a copy of that information to another system. So the range of technologies that are part of our master data solutions cover that life cycle of information. So collecting the information, cleansing the information, storing it and operating on it, and then making it available to other systems.
And so within that, are there multiple products within the IBM family or just one main platform?
So we have a very focused product portfolio in support of those major functions that I talked about. The IBM Information Server is an important capability for data cleansing, data profiling, and data movement. And then we have WebSphere Product Center focused on the collaborative part of that cycle, and then WebSphere Customer Center focused on, you know, the operational use of that master data via a set of pre-built services. And that is really the focused product set that we've got ready to deploy against a wide variety of master data management business problems with our customers.
There's this debate about master data management hubs, or places where you store all your master data, versus a registry style of master data. I'm wondering if you could just sort of talk about the distinction and tell us where IBM stands in those different styles of master data management.
Yeah. First of all, the simple answer to where IBM stands is our products can support both of those styles. And the significant difference is the hub provides a repository where you can aggregate the information and manage it as part of this master data management lifecycle that I described, and then deliver it to consuming applications in a variety of forms, from both a service interface using web services all the way to making extracts of that data and loading it into other systems. The registry typically contains significantly less information and is much more of a pointer to information that is remains in a variety of other systems. What we find typically, though, is a hub tends to deliver more value than a registry, because quite often customers have an increasing requirement for the attributes that they need to store about those entities. And given that most of the other systems that they have deployed were built for a very specific application purpose, there isn't necessarily a natural home for those attributes. I'll give you an example. In the food arena, there are almost on a seasonal basis requirements for additional attributes. For example, a couple of years ago, we had a focus on carbohydrate content in foods. Now we might have a focus on lycopene content in food. And a flexible master data repository enables you to extend the attribute model and have the flexibility to add additional attributes as your business requirements change and not be dependent on changing existing operational systems.
So instead of upgrading all of your systems to have a box for carbs or lycopene count, you would just update that within your master data management hub?
Correct. And then the downstream systems that have a requirement to use that information then can access it in those systems that don't have a requirement for that particular attribute, then they don't need to worry about that being added to the repository. Similarly, we see a lot of interest now around the deployment of RFID tracking mechanisms in a variety of industries, and that poses additional requirements on the master data management system, because now you need to understand what a product identifier equates to in terms of a full description, but also as it moves through a supply chain, the location where the RFID reads take place, what that translates to in terms of the type of location. Is it a factory? Is it a warehouse? Is it a store? Is it the front door, the back door, the door to the cold store, et cetera? And then having a much richer view of your location master information can provide a great deal of additional insight with respect to the movement of product in your supply chain. That's another good example of how master data requirements are changing over time.
I want to pick up on a term that I heard go by earlier. You mentioned collaborative MDM. What is collaborative MDM?
So it was the description of how a company can assemble a more complete view of, for example, a product or a supplier by taking fragments of information that may exist in, for example, an ERP system, adding to it domain expertise from, let's say, a merchandiser or product manager, where if you in an e-commerce channel need a benefit statement, that can be added. And then if there is an approval step or workflow to drive that process and then to essentially review and complete it, that whole process of collection, approval, and then publication, we call collaborative MDM.
And I want to talk a bit about your customers. How long have you had Master Data products out in the field? And if you could sort of give us an idea of how many customers or what kinds of customers are using the technology today.
Right. So the Master Data Management portfolio that I've described has largely been assembled over the last 2.5 years or so, largely through acquisition. And the acquisition that provided the technology was Trigo Systems in 2003, and they were the market leader in a style of master data management called product information management, focused on the product domain and collaborative MDM. Then in 2005, DWL, which was focused on customer data integration, so the domain there was largely around parties, so customers and suppliers, and operational style of MDM. And then last year, Essential, which added to that master data repository portfolio capability for data quality and data movement. And so if you take that base and the additional customers that we have sold to and have begun to deploy since incorporating them into the IBM portfolio, we're talking about many hundreds of customers at this stage, and they operate in a wide range of industries, ranging from retail banking, where we've got major banking customers focused on driving customer insight with a single view of customers across multiple channels, through to telecommunications, where we've got customers deploying the ability to cross-sell across their customer base through better insight of the customers across multiple lines of business. In the retail and consumer product goods industries, we've got solutions deployed around global data synchronization between manufacturers and retailers, and new product introduction, where we're deploying collaborative authoring solutions focused on the product domain. So that gives you a snapshot of how we got to where we are with that customer base and the types of industries and business problems that we're addressing.
And when you talk to customers, especially ones who maybe have had some experience with master data management, what do they find is the most challenging part of implementing or even just keeping an MDM program running successfully?
So while we've spoken at length on this discussion about the software technology, I would like to acknowledge what many of the customers find as the more difficult piece of the project, and that is the master data business process associated, the governance, the ownership of the data, so non-technology dimensions of solving the business problem. If I go back to my prior state description, where the CRM system may have had the view of the customer in a single line of business firm, and there the ownership of the master data around customer was probably the sales organization. Now, when in, let's say, a retail banking environment or a telecommunications environment, where there's a great deal of merger and acquisition activity in those industries, we find now multiple lines of business that have multiple company heritages, all potentially having relationships with a superset of customers that are common across those entities. Now the question becomes, what are the standards in the firm for master data management around customer? What's the business process for designing rules of visibility and security? And then where does the ownership of that very important company asset? And so there are a set of issues that go beyond the deployment of a particular software product and the integration of that within your operational systems. And to that end, we find a great deal of interest in advice and counsel around the broad topic of master data governance. You know, this is an area where many of the consulting firms and systems integration firms that we deal with have a tie-in to some of the other parts of their business where they can help set up structures and procedures to handle that other dimension of the problem.
I want to touch on another sort of technology issue at customers. Right now, how are people integrating the master data products into their environment? And with the advent of things like service-oriented architectures, do you see that changing?
The value of having a master data repository with complete, accurate, timely, cleansed data only comes when you can use it in another system, in another application. And today we see a variety of styles of data integration, data federation, service integration being used, ranging from complete extracts of information and then file transfer to another application, to quite sophisticated implementation of a web services call from within a composite transaction in another system. So we see that range of integration style being used. And our expectation is with the growth in the interest in service-oriented architectures, then that service-oriented style will increase. And we're just on the cusp of that being broadly deployed.
For my final question, will we see any major updates to IBM's master data portfolio in the next year? And just if you could give us an idea of your roadmap, maybe this year and 5 years from now, if you know that far ahead.
So to our roadmap, first of all, we're here in November, and we've got a major release of our WebSphere Customer Center coming up in December. And that will provide significant new functionality around the customer domain and the operational style of using that master data repository. Longer term, we see a focus on what I introduced at the beginning as multi-forum MDM, and that has a couple of dimensions to it. One is a broadening out of the master data domains. So today I described customer adoption around the product domain and the customer domain. Others that are shown, customers are showing interest in is business partner, location account. And then the second dimension of that multi-form is the lifecycle style, so collaborative, operation, and analytical. And so that's going to be a focus for our roadmap over the next 18 months or so. From a longer-term perspective, we see as application development shifting to composite applications using a service-oriented architecture to underpin them, a growing requirement for MDM as being a core part of a service-oriented infrastructure. And we see that leading to a variety of new enhancements focused on that service orientation. So that's a snapshot of short and medium term with respect to our product portfolio. The last point I'd like to make in terms of roadmap, many of the examples I gave around MDM were described in the context of a particular business problem in a given industry vertical. So I talked about new product introduction in retail. I talked about customer insight in banking and so on. And so the other dimension to our roadmap is an increasing focus on, you know, what can we do to make the solution to those particular business problems in a specific vertical faster and easier to deploy. And so that's the other major thrust of our roadmap.
Thank you for talking with us today, Parek Sweeney, Vice President of Products, Master Data Systems at IBM.
And you can find more articles, expert tips, and information about master data management at searchdatamanagement.com. Check out our other podcasts, including an introduction to MDM with expert David Lotion, a discussion of MDM trends with Mark Smith of Ventana Research, and a look at data governance trends with Gwen Thomas of the Data Governance Institute. So you can read more about MDM and exclusive Search Data Management articles, such as a recent one about new tools from Gartner and Forrester to help make sense of all of the various MDM technology options. And we also have articles about many related subjects like data governance and data integration. Look for links to all of these podcasts and related articles on the podcast download page for this Data Discussions podcast. And remember to add searchdatamanagement.com RSS feeds to your newsreader, subscribe to our email newsletters, and check back frequently for new articles. And of course, we're always interested in what you have to say. Please feel free to email us anytime with your thoughts, comments, and ideas about data management. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Signing off from Search Data Management, I'm Hannah Smaltry, newswriter. You've been listening to a searchdatamanagement.com data discussion about master data management. Have a great day.